Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, welcome back and welcome to all the stations just now joining us across the state of Montana. You know, we have listeners across the state, across the country, and indeed across the globe. That's what technology can do these days. So it's a pretty amazing thing. And, you know, I mentioned a while ago, a couple weekends ago, went to the Jersey Lil that's back open under new management up in Ingomar. And from there all the way to the Caboose Saloon and Laurel with Terry over there on the 4th of July. You know, meeting people all across the state, I talk to them, and it's interesting to see who listens to this show and when they listen to it. For instance, when we were in Jordan, they said, well, we only get an hour of it, so that's on the radio. You know, if you have the internet, you can listen to the whole 4 hours every day. Or if you get the app, you can go back and listen to the whole show after it airs. And so in that, thanks to our engineer, it gets put up right away. And so you can listen to it. If you missed the first hour, you can go back and listen to it pretty soon. So anyway, it was interesting to hear people talk about that and say, yeah, I listen to the show. And I meet people and I'll come back and tell Aaron their names. And he's like, yeah, oh yeah, I know them. I've met them. And Aaron's good at remembering everyone he meets. He does a good job of that, much better than I do. But that is one of the fun things about doing this is getting to talk to people. So I mentioned a while ago that the stock market had hit 4 record highs recently. And one stock, though, that's not doing so good is Tesla stock. The Tesla stock has tanked after Trump dismissed Musk's new political party plan and calls him off the rails. So it says, to quote the president, I'm saddened to watch Elon Musk go completely off the rails. I mean, it's crazy. He says, essentially becoming a train wreck over the past 5 weeks. Well, the investors in Tesla wish he would just go back to doing his job and quit dabbling in politics and starting parties and doing all this other stuff. And he said he would in May, but he hasn't done that. You know, he said, I'll sleep on the factory floors. I'll sleep in the IT rooms. I'll do whatever it takes. And obviously, now that he wants to start this third party, the American party, then, yeah, his business is suffering and his investors are angry. So that stock's down. The rest of them are up. For the time being, let's find out what this new release of tariff information does to the market. But hey, it's up and down all the time.
Man, I don't even want to tell you about this one. Bighorn Canyon, Bighorn Lake, locally known as Yellowtail, 71 miles long, straddling the Montana-Wyoming border. Canyon walls soaring to heights of more than 1,000 feet. This week, we're highlighting Southeast Montana and your chance to win a fun experience in Billings or a regional experience with lodging, gift cards, private tours, and more. For your chance to win, go to visitmt.com/giveaway.
It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, maybe you're heading off for a summer road trip. You're stuck in the car. You're driving across the state, driving across the country. You need a little energy. Plus, you got that stiff neck, that stiff lower back. You need a little pain reliever as well. Well, let me tell you about a Montana-made product. Power Plus Pain Aid. It's got both energy and pain-relieving vitamins. And it was all created by a Big Fork, Montana Marine Corps veteran. DrinkPowerPlus.com. That's the website. And hey, for all of our Montana Talks listeners, right now, you can take 15% off your orders at DrinkPowerPlus.com when you use this code at checkout, Flint15. Flint15. Use that code at drinkpowerplus.com and you can take 15% off your orders. But yeah, I like to use it as like a pre-workout before exercising. And I also feel like it loosens up that stiff upper neck that a lot of you will get as well. Drinkpowerplus.com.
All right. Camping and boating advice. I need a fishing guide. That's what I need. I need to get out there and do some fishing. I think this year is going to be the year that I get that done. Of course, I say that about golf every year. I say it about fishing, and I don't know. I don't get too much done with that. Too busy doing other stuff. But there's a story that, now this is, I don't know. It's just interesting to me because all of the hype about Jeffrey Epstein and the whole movement of Epstein didn't kill himself. I mean, you couldn't watch TV without seeing that in the background for a long time. But there's a new story out. It says Jeffrey Epstein died by suicide, and there's no client list, the Justice Department says. So they, and, you know, Dan Bongino, the deputy director of the FBI, he said he's seen all the evidence, and he said it was suicide. Nobody killed him. He did it himself. But this kind of goes against what President Trump said, because he talked about releasing all the government files on Epstein. And now the Justice Department is just, they're announcing today, there is no evidence he kept a client list. He wasn't murdered. We've got 10 hours of videotape on the cell. Nobody comes or goes. And that's the end of it. They say the Justice Department does not plan to release any new documents in the matter. So that's going to disappoint some people, I'm sure. But, you know, I'm believing Bongino. I think he's a man of good character. And I saw what he said about it after he looked at all the evidence. And I'll go with that. I'll go with that. So one of the things that we talk about illegal immigration and people coming across our border and all of that sort of stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of bad things that come with that, not just the obvious. But right now, measles cases surge to record highs since the disease was declared eliminated in the U.S. So I don't know if you have heard about this or not, but there have been almost 1,300 confirmed cases of the measles in the U.S. this year so far. So, you know, and we're just, what, halfway through the year? So I think that, let's see, in... when was it? A few years ago, there were also 1,300 cases. But that was for the whole year. And we're halfway through the year this time. But they said there's a under-vaccinated pocket of West Texas that has driven the United States to a troubling new milestone. So, you know, that's one of the things. We have people that come across the borders that are not vaccinated. And, you know, they bring some of this stuff with them. So, I don't know. Sometimes people don't want to talk about that. I don't know why, but it just seems like they don't want to talk about that. Especially if you're a Democrat and you're all for open borders. So, I know why they don't want to talk about it. So, anyway, got a message on our Montana Talks app from Jay in Billings. It says, there are now a few states that recognize gold and silver as legal tender. Montana is not one of them. Considering our state history, considering our national debt to gross national product ratio, I'm asking myself, why is not gold and silver legal tender in every state? Yeah, there's some people, Jay, that could give you an earful about that and explain that to you. I'm not one of them, for sure. But, yeah, that's a good question. Good question. Let's see. There was where was that? I wanted to find that so bad. But there was a story. I don't know if you heard about this. A pet lion that escaped and attacked a woman and her kid's pet lion. Who has a pet lion? That's crazy. I saw somebody with a pet snake yesterday at the gas station. So, I don't know. It takes all kinds, I guess. I guess so. Let's see. Sorry about that. I just got kind of a brain cloud. I got distracted by something, and it's really messing with my head. So a little more news about Texas. The National Weather Service has issued more flash flood warnings for three more counties down there. So the people down there are still being affected by this and still suffering from that. So that's a horrible, horrible tragedy. And, you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to those people down there as we learn more and more about the devastation.
Big topics, big ideas, Big Sky, Montana Talks.
All right, so I just mentioned the Jeffrey Epstein story and that the Department of Justice says there's nothing to see here, we're not releasing anything else. And Elon Musk he's already on it. He says this is the final straw. He says, after the Department of Justice said, nope, there's nothing here, this is the final straw. So, you know, he's building himself up and he's trying to gain some momentum for this new party, the American Party that he wants to start. And so, you know, he's going to comment on things like this. But on X, he has a meme there, and it's actually pretty funny. Has a guy putting on some white makeup, and it says, we will release the Epstein list. And then he's got some eye makeup on and lipstick, and it says, we just need more time. And now he's got his whole face painted up like a clown, and it says, the Epstein list is on my desk. And then the final picture, complete clown outfit, wig and all, and it says, there is no Epstein list. So he's calling the government clowns. We will release the list. We just need more time. The list is on my desk, and there is no list. So Elon Musk, he's going to jump on every one of these opportunities so he can push that new American party that he's talking about. I don't know. You're going to learn a lot about that guy. I guarantee you that. You're going to learn a lot about it. Also, I mentioned it earlier in the day, but it's worth reading and looking up. It's about that Coast Guard swimmer who rescued 165 people from Camp Mystic amid the Texas floods. You know, it's just incredible the things that people do, and so many times our Coast Guard is just forgotten and not given recognition for all the things that they do. But this guy, 165 people he and his team rescued with their helicopter, and it was, let's see, I think they said it was his first official mission as a rescue swimmer. Think about that. First mission as a rescue swimmer in this river in Texas, and they save 165 people. I guarantee you that guy was working his tail off to get that done. That's just incredible to think about. So hats off to that young man, Scott Ruskin, of the U.S. Coast Guard. Just incredible. Incredible. You know, and that's something, too, that is I see a lot in this country. When the chips are down, people step up. People step up to do things, and they get things done. And I've seen it over and over and over again. And I just, it's great. Man, we just live in such a great country. And there's some really, really good people out there. You know, we talk about all the bad things that people do. And we talk about, you know, politics and all of this. But there are a lot of good people out there. There are a lot of great things out there that get done that go unnoticed and we don't talk about. So it's really great to see somebody like that get the recognition that they deserve for that. It's just crazy. And obviously he doesn't do it for the recognition, but, you know, it doesn't hurt to give him a little recognition anyway. So hats off to him. Let's see. We had what was it? Oh, I remember. There was this story about, you remember the UPenn swimmer, Leah Thomas, who was the guy that was swimming on the girls' swim team. And so you had this biological male, and he's competing against women. Well, they finally, they came out and said that they were going to recognize the women that he raced against for the place that they would have gotten if he hadn't been in there and taken up a spot. So I thought that was interesting that they were doing that. And now you're starting to see this whole thing swing. And I mentioned this, I don't know, a year ago, that this was going to change, that momentum was going to come back around. And I think it's starting to do that because you're seeing not only the NCAA changing the way they do things, but the International Olympic Committee is also changing the way they do things. And you might remember there was that boxer that everybody questioned, certainly had some male DNA, and just won, I think, two or three medals at the Olympics, but won a gold for sure. And they're saying, you know, yeah, that shouldn't have happened. And so they are bumping the second place person that lost to him up to first place. So you're starting to see this change. And I think everybody's tired of the whole thing, you know, just that men can be women and that men can compete against women in women's sports, and which I don't know how any woman could be for that. I think you would be against that. But that's starting to change. It's swinging back around. So I think we're going to see more of that. And maybe, just maybe, we can get back to some semblance of sanity when it comes to some of this stuff. It's just crazy. You know, we've been told for so long what to think and how to feel and what's acceptable, and by such a small minority of people, that it's crazy. It's crazy the traction they've gotten. In fact, now you're starting to see people come out that are speaking out against that. These are people that are in the gay community that are like, you know what, this has gone too far. They're screwing this up. We finally made some strides and gained some things, and now they're just pushing it so far, it's ridiculous. So it's you know, a lot of change is happening there as well. So it's it'll be interesting to see how that goes, you know. And I think, well, it's just like what we had, the Black Lives Matter movement that lasted a couple of years. And I'm sure in somewhere in this country, it's still a big deal. But for the most part, that kind of came and went. And we see it all the time with things. And I think it'll run its course as well. Finally got the water that I needed. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. We had, and You know, along with that, I think this is important too, is our new Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, you know, he came out and he said, hey, we're refocusing the mission of this, of our military. This is crazy what's been going on with this. And, you know, that was all part of this same movement when you had transgender people serving in the military, and it's a distraction. It really is. And you know what? I served, and I know there were gay sailors around, gay soldiers, all that, but nobody made a big deal out of it. And that was back during Don't Ask, Don't Tell. So, you know, they were kind of like, well, just don't say anything and you'll be fine. And so it's not about that. It's not about being gay. It's about the whole transgender thing. And so our new Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, says, hey, we're refocusing. We're going to be a military focused on getting the job done, fighting and winning battles and wars. And that's what we need to do. Get back to that. So it's hopefully some sanity is coming back to Washington and to the military for that. Let's see. There was, I liked what he said. Pete Hegseth says he vows to restore the warrior mentality. I like that. Warrior mentality. And that's what you need, because, you know, you can't be a military that is worried about making everybody happy or including everybody. You just can't do that. It doesn't make any sense. So I think that's a great thing that we got Pete Hegseth in there. In fact, I met Pete Hegseth here in Billings at a veterans fundraising event. Talked to him for about 40 minutes. He was a very interesting, very smart guy, very smart. And I can see why people like him, and I can see why he was appointed there, because he's got it together. I'll tell you that for sure. All right, so if you want to join in, we got Arnie and Boyd on line one. We're going to go to him in just a second. But if you want to call in and be a part of the show, 406-294-0970, 406-294-0970. Let us know what's on your mind. In the meantime, Arnie, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing great, thanks.
Good, good. Say, I hate to change the subject, but, you know, down in Miles City, gas is $2.85, $2.88. Up here in Billings, it's $2.40-something, $2.45. And Red Lodge, I just left it, it's, not $2.45, $3.45 and 40 and $3.68 in Red Lodge. I mean, what's the deal with this? How come down Miles City, it's in the
twos or in the threes? Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah. Hey, if you want to, Arnie, hang on. Got to go do a break, but we'll come back to you if you want to hang around.
No, you're fine. I'll listen to you.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordland.
The University of Illinois surveyed Americans to see how they view the Trump administration's Make America Healthy Again, or MAHA, initiative. One of the interesting results from the University of Illinois survey shows support among both conservatives and liberals, says Maria Kalazadanokis.
We also found sort of some interesting perspectives that very conservative and conservatives were more likely to support MAHA, but also people who were very liberal had higher rates of supporting MAHA. I was expecting to see what I've heard echoed in news stories lately, which is that MAHA supporters broadly think of the food system as being unsafe or broadly untrusting of food system players. Basically, what we found is that while they broadly are not concerned about safety of the food system, or while they're broadly not untrusting of all food system players, they have specific concerns.
These results appear to be in line with the central messaging from the MAHA Commission. Those criticisms focused on ultra-processed foods, food additives, pesticides, and the size and influence of some food firms. If you're interested in reading more of these findings, well, they're posted on the University of Illinois' FarmDoc Daily website. You can read all about it and how both conservatives and liberals are showing support for the MAHA initiative. Thanks for joining us here today. I'm Lane Northland. Have a great day, everyone.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, Arnie brought up a good question asking about gas prices. Why are they so high here? Why are they low there? And that's just here in the state of Montana. So looked it up. AAA.com, and they have the national average gas prices every day on there, and it even says this is as of today. So across the nation, the highest gas price, guess where? California, $4.56. That's for regular gas, $4.56. Out of the five categories they have here, the lowest being $2.69 to $2.84, and then it kind of goes up from there. Montana is the second highest group, so definitely more expensive than the southern states. But let's see, we'll take a look at that. Montana's average gas price for regular is $3.26, so $3.26 there. The lowest states, the states with the lowest gas, New Mexico, Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi. Mississippi's down to $2.69 a gallon. Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky, and South Carolina. So those are the least expensive states for gas. The most expensive, of course, Alaska, Hawaii, Washington, Oregon, California, Nevada, Idaho. And then you skip over to the other side of the country, Illinois and Pennsylvania are up there as well. So there you go, Arnie. That's kind of what's going on with the gas prices across the country. So, you know, I do know this. Some of that varies because of the taxes that states put on fuel, and that's, you know, California, they have super high taxes, they have super high gas, so that has something to do with it for certain. But you know, I remember the days when I was in high school, I think I pumped gas, it was like 69 cents a gallon. It was cheap. It was really cheap, and had to be, because, you know, I only made $5 an hour back then, I think. So That didn't buy a hell of a lot of gas. Well, it wouldn't today, but it wasn't so bad back then, I guess. So anyway, all right, thanks for that call, Arnie. Appreciate it. There was a breaking story about a man killed after opening fire at a Border Patrol facility in McAllen, Texas. This is just crazy. So in McAllen, a 27-year-old man opened fire on a U.S. Border Patrol facility, and then he was killed in the shootout. Let's see, the suspect. Yeah, he's got a Hispanic name. But anyway, and that doesn't matter, but the way that the Democrats are demonizing law enforcement, ICE agents, Border Patrol, all of that. I mean, you can see since they started doing that, the number of attacks on that branch of law enforcement has gone up exponentially. And it's just crazy that, one, the mainstream media would promote these Democrats that are saying that, but two, that they would say it at all. It just blows my mind. And the fact that the mainstream media reports it and helps push that narrative that creates this is just wrong. It's inexcusable. And I can't believe that, well, I can. The mainstream media, they have no they have no soul. They don't care. Whatever gets clicks or sells papers or whatever they're doing, it's just, it shouldn't be that way. But we shouldn't have half of our own government speaking out the way they do about things. It's just, it's ridiculous. So we still got time. If you want to be on the show today, you can give us a call at 406-294-0970. Call in, let us know what you're thinking, what's on your mind, what you like, dislike. Just let us know. Give us a call. So we had, Elon Musk and Trump going at it, and Tesla stock going down when Musk announced his desire to found the American Party, a third party in the U.S. government. But the stock market is up, and so far it's set four record highs recently. But they're saying that it could drop back down a little bit after Trump announces what's going on with the tariffs. They're sending out letters to all the countries we do business with today. Those letters are going out. And he had set this tariff deadline for July 9th. So those letters are going out. We'll see what that does. But you can almost guarantee the market's going to dip a little bit because it seems like they always look for some excuse to do that. I don't know. It didn't seem to make sense to me sometimes. But that's how they do it, I guess. I saw in sports, so I don't know. Some of you listening will remember this. Some are probably too young, but there was a boxer back in the day who was called Butterbean, and he was this guy. He was huge, and I don't mean tall. I just mean this guy was round, but he knocked people out like you wouldn't believe. Well, all of that fighting kind of took a toll on him, and he was in a wheelchair for a lot of years. I think I read 9 years. And then another name that some of you will recognize, Diamond Dallas Page. He comes up. He was an old WWF wrestler, and he comes out and he gets with Butterbean, and they start this yoga routine. And this is no kidding. I watched a video on this. He got Butterbean out of his wheelchair, lost a ton of weight, and got him back in almost a fighting shape. And he credits this yoga program that Diamond Dallas Page had. Well, he is calling out Jake Paul. He says, Jake Paul, I'm calling you out. So he wants to box Jake Paul, which is just crazy because I watched that thing that was supposed to be a fight where Jake Paul took on Mike Tyson. That wasn't a fight. I don't know what that was. But Butterbean, yeah, Jake better watch out because I don't think he's going to be pulling any punches if he actually gets the opportunity to fight him. So I just thought it was crazy to see that Butterbean call him out like that after being in the shape he was in, and that was just incredible. But back to the old days, Butterbean, he was something else, I tell you. And if you don't know who it is, look him up. Look up a YouTube video of him, and you'll see who he is. He used to wear these red, white, and blue boxing trunks. And, man, that bell would ring, and he'd run out there and just knock people out. He was something else. So check it out. All right. We've got, let's see. I think Aaron's gone again tomorrow. I think you're going to have a guest host all week. Yeah, all week. I know they asked me to do tomorrow, too, and I just can't do it. But I was happy to come in today and fill in today. So we've got, Scott Aspenlighter. And then, so Scott Aspenlighter's tomorrow, then David Noble Wednesday through Friday. Thanks for that. I appreciate that note. Man, we got a good engineer here. He can send me messages. And now that I'm smart enough to figure out what this screen does over here, I can see his messages and get information from him, and he can tell me when I'm when I screwed up and when I'm wrong. So that's important too. But let's see. We had the news earlier that the former transport minister in Russia died by suicide hours after Putin fired him. They found him in his car with a gunshot wound, and they think it was suicide. Yeah, I don't know. And you people want socialism. That's the kind of stuff that happens there. Government suicides you for you. They'll do it. So let's see. There was a story about the Trump Doctrine. The Trump Doctrine. And it's interesting to read, and it talks about J.D. Vance, the vice president, and how he's pushing this doctrine. And they're winning some people over with this. And it's just it's interesting to follow and watch, because you just don't really know what's going to come next. But they're trying all kinds of things. It's a wild ride.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, this one I can't believe I almost forgot about. So as soon as it starts flooding, the waters haven't even gone down yet. You have Democrats that are blaming the Trump administration for this flood. That ticks me off. But you got these politicians that'll say and do anything. But there was another story that goes along with this, which is even crazier, really. And it says Musk's AI robot blames Trump and its own creator for Texas flooding deaths. So Elon Musk has this AI tool, Grok, and it's supposed to reduce the spread of misinformation. And you know Aaron's talked about using that on the show. He, instead of Googling it, he Groks it. So, but it's interesting because it points the finger squarely at its own creator and the administration he wants to work for the loss of life during this week's terrible flooding in Texas. So, I mean, it's crazy. They're going to find some way to blame the person in office for this stuff. And it's irresponsible. It's unethical that you would use the deaths of people in a natural disaster like this. This isn't the first time this river is flooded. It floods a lot. So, but for them to take that and turn it into some sort of political football, some political narrative, is disgusting. It's disgusting. And I don't know how you could be a part of a party that would do that. I just don't get it. How could anyone want to associate with a party that uses natural disasters and the deaths of people to attack their opponent? It just doesn't make any sense. But, you know, they're saying that this is because of Trump's cuts to NOAA and let's see, the slashed funding and staff, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, this is ridiculous. I don't know. It's crazy. Don't buy into this stuff. It's not true. And that's the other thing. You're going to have people that'll believe this. They'll be like, well, yeah, it flooded because he cut the funding to NOAA and whatever. And it doesn't make any sense. And they shouldn't repeat stupid stuff like that. Let's just say that. So anyway, we have a few more minutes to go here. So we have Scott Aspenlider tomorrow filling in for Aaron, and then David Noble Wednesday through Friday. And it'll be great to hear from both of them. And Aaron, he's getting some much-deserved time off. Let's see. Oh, foul one in Columbia Falls. Hey, thanks for the message. I appreciate that. I hope to one day get up there and see you. That would be great. I appreciate that very much. Let's see. Oh, you know, there's something else. So we talked about the Epstein files and how they were going to release them, and then they just needed more time, and then they're on my desk, and then now there is no file. But it's interesting because there's a story that says Ghislaine Maxwell may be helping feds expose Epstein's elite network. So now here's another theory that she's working behind the scenes, maybe to get her sentence reduced by helping the feds identify people in this Jeffrey Epstein trafficking of underage girls. So how about that? I don't know. Maybe she is. Maybe she isn't. But, you know, there's no end to the conspiracies that people can come up with and think about, and that one's full of opportunity for all kinds of stuff like that. So keep an eye on that, and who knows, maybe it's not the last we're going to hear about that. Maybe it is, but who knows. Let's see, talked about the phishing scam and emails going out right now about Social Security and targeting elderly people. Don't fall scam to that, or don't fall prey to that scam. It just, they're not going to send you an email, number one, to talk to you about what they're talking about in this email. And that goes for anybody, whether it's the IRS or the federal government or the police or what it is. They're not sending you an email. So don't open those emails, just delete those and don't look at them. But remember, smart people fall for those things and get taken advantage of. It happens all the time, but don't you be one of them. So there we go. All right. You know, we've got a lot to really keep an eye on. So keep yourself informed. Keep looking at the news. Don't look at just one source. Look at a lot of sources. And stay informed and stay on top of what's going on, because it's very important that we pay attention to what's going on. And we've got some elections coming up here pretty soon that you're going to want to vote the right way, I guarantee you. So do your research. Have a great day, everyone.
Man, all the latest Montana news and commentary. You know, Facebook and Big Tech don't want you to see it. So get it straight from the Montana Talks app. Get the Montana Talks app on your phone.